Emerald City of Oz. King's General. When General Guff returned to the cavern of the Elf King, His Majesty was surprised to see him and asked, "Well, did you have any luck? Will the Whimsies join us?" "They will," answered the general. "They will fight for us with all their strength and cunning." "Good," exclaimed the king. "What reward did you promise them?" "Your Majesty is to use the magic belt to give each Whimsy a large, fine head in place of the small one they now have." "I agree to that," said the king. "This is good news, Guff, and it makes me feel more certain of our conquest of Oz." "But I have other news for you," announced the general. "Good or bad?" "Good, Your Majesty." "Then I want to hear it," said the king with interest. "The Grollywogs will join us."
"No,"
cried the king, astonished. "Yes, indeed," said the general. "I have their promise." "But what reward do they demand?" inquired the king, suspiciously. He knew how greedy the Grollywogs were. "They want to take a few of the Oz people for their slaves," replied Guff. He did not think it necessary to tell Rokot that the Grollywogs demanded 20,000 slaves. There would be time enough for that when Oz was conquered. "A very reasonable request, I'm sure," remarked the king. "I must congratulate you, Guff, on your successful journey." "But that is not all," said the general proudly. The king seemed astonished. "Speak out then," he commanded. "I have talked to the first and foremost phantasm of the mountain, and she will bring their people to assist us."
"What?"
cried the king.
"The phantasms? You don't mean it, Guff."
"It is true," declared the general proudly. The king became thoughtful, and his eyebrows wrinkled. "I'm afraid, Guff," he said rather anxiously, "that the first and foremost may prove as dangerous to us as the Oz people. If they come down from the mountain, they may want to conquer the elves."
"Bah!
That is a foolish idea," retorted Guff irritably, but he knew in his heart the king was right. "The first and foremost is now a good friend of mine, and they will do us no harm. Why, when I was there, she even invited me into her house." The general neglected to tell the king how he had been jerked and choked into the hut of the first and foremost by the neck. So Rokot the Red looked at his general admiringly and said, "Excellent work, Guff. I didn't know you had it in you to be so cunning. I'm sorry I didn't make you my general before. What reward did the first and foremost demand?"
"Nothing at all," answered Guff. "Even the magic belt itself could not add to their powers of sorcery. All the phantasms wish is to destroy the Oz people, who are good and happy. This pleasure will amply repay them for assisting us. It is time they come down the mountain and spread some misery."
"When will they come?" answered Rokot, half fearfully. "When the tunnel is completed," said the general. "We are nearly halfway under the desert now," announced the king, "and it is going so well and is moving fast. The tunnel must be drilled through solid rock, but the elves are skilled and excel at this work. After we pass the desert, it will not take us long to extend the tunnel inside the walls of the Emerald City."
"Oh, I thought the tunnel would stop outside of the city. I'm glad the tunnel will end inside the city.
Well, whenever you are ready, we shall be joined by the Whimsies, the Grollywogs, and the Phantasms," said Guff. "So the conquest of Oz is assured without a doubt." Again, the king seemed thoughtful. "I'm almost sorry we did not undertake the conquest alone. All of these promised allies are dangerous. They may demand more than we can provide to them, and still achieve what we want. It might have been better to have conquered Oz without any outside assistance."
"We could not do it," said the general positively.
"Why not, Guff?"
"You know very well. You already had one experience with the Oz people, and they defeated you."
"We were not prepared for the strength of their sorcery and magic," replied the king with a shudder. "They knew we were coming,
and had time to prepare and plan. And I think those witches and fairies had spies among us. They should not have beat us so easily.
That is true enough, agreed Guff.
Now, we will take the Oz people by surprise and conquer them before they have a chance to plan any magic. Our former defeat was due to the luck of that Dorothy girl and her friends. I do not know whatever became of them, but I believe they all left the Land of Oz.
On the contrary, said Guff, they are all still in the Land of Oz, and that lucky hen now has hundreds of chickens in Oz, and they lay heaps of those dangerous eggs. They are all protected by powerful magic. The wizard alone has created many new spells that can do marvelous things.
Well, that is a very bad report, said the king, nervously.
Very bad, indeed. My elves are willing to fight, but they simply can't face this powerful magic without my belt. I don't blame them.
They won't need to face them, replied Guff. I'm afraid of the magic myself. I don't propose we take any chances with these powerful and unknown magic abilities. My plan is to send the Whimsies through the tunnel first, then the Growlywogs, and then the Phantasms. By the time we elves get there, the job will be done, and we will pursue and capture the inhabitants at our leisure.
Maybe you are right, replied the king with an unsure sigh. But I want it clearly understood that I claim Ozma and Dorothy as my own prisoners. They are rather nice ladies, and I do not intend to let any of those dreadful creatures hurt them or make them into slaves. When I have captured them, I will bring them here and have them work in the tunnels. They will sweep and mop and do housework. They will look very pretty. Dorothy can take over my rooms as a maid, and Ozma can clean your rooms. I will take great care to see they are kept busy serving the elves as they always should have.
Guff was unsure of this, as he was thinking back to the conversations he had with their new allies in war. He started to tell the king this, but thought better of it. He decided it was best to win this war first, and then let the chips fall where they will. The king's temper was not what he wanted to face right now, while their planning seemed bright. He wanted to rest. Maybe he would say something later, or maybe he would not.
Very well, Your Majesty. Do what you will with the princesses, for all I care. Now that our plans are arranged, and we have the three most powerful bands of evil spirits in the world to assist us, let's hurry and get the tunnel finished as soon as possible.
It will be ready in 3 days, promised the king, and he hurried away to inspect the work and make sure the elves were busy.